and welcome to another exciting episode of Loving and Living Life, as seen through the eyes of an indigo crystal perspective. I'm here with my lovely mom, Marianne.
Hi, everyone.
And our new exciting guest. He is a dowsing master and an EFT consultant. Amazing. He's a great teacher. This is John McCartan. Say hello.
Hello. Yeah?
He's our guest tonight, and we'll be asking him a few questions about all of these exciting things he wants to talk about. So, hi, John.
Hi, Preston. Marianne.
How are you doing tonight? Today?
Oh, I'm doing great today.
Okay. So, why don't you tell a little about yourself? Like, what is it that you do?
Well, I work with Sublime Energies, as it's been known, and I work both with a dowsing instrument, which there are hundreds, and this is a biokinetic type of thing. I can also work with the hands and the arm and the fingers, and you can use the whole body for a dowsing instrument. They call it biokinetics, and the word dowsing comes from the English because several of the royalty hired Germans, hired a German family to do dowsing for them, to find treasures for them, and their name was Dowser. So it's a name that has stuck in this country. But dowsing is from a point of biokinetics and quantum physics is very understandable. And I can access, through dowsing, people. I can locate where they are, people that are missing. I can locate all sorts of missing things. I've had a number of interesting experiments that way, and people call me from Florida and said they had to have a certain piece of paper they had lost, and they described their house, and I dowsed for them and told them where to look, and they called back about 30 minutes later and said they'd found it, which I thought was very wonderful.
That's amazing.
And it shows that there's a power here that we need to learn to tap again. I think our ancestor did it very well.
Also, can't you use dowsing to tap into, like, blocks in people, energetic blocks and stuff?
Oh, yes. Yes, I can find very quickly what blocks are really causing you problems. I have use a numerical system and a list of words, and they give me a numerical number. Now, I say they, I mean my dowsing committee, because a real good dowser develops a dowsing committee, and is programmed to do certain things. And you can program this committee very easily and very quickly. Reprogramming, it takes a little time, but it can be reprogrammed. And it gives you insight into yourself and into others. Now, one of the things I find that is rampant is that people have a program that builds into them someplace around 3 to 5 years old, it starts, into self-hate and self-punishment. And we clear these two programs out rather quickly with EFT. It's the best tool I've found yet. I have several other modalities I've learned to use. But EFT is emotional freedom technology is the most successful I have found yet. And it seems to work with the subconscious and the unconscious. And this will just remove those blocks just right now. Well, maybe 30, 40 minutes. But we can all do it, and we can all learn to do it, I feel. It seems to run in families, a stronger talent seems to run in some families, but I have taught other people who had no family background in it. But you had to clear some of the blocks out of them. They had blocks from way back to being tortured and being condemned and being told that it was of the devil and all sorts of things of that type. And those all have to be cleared out before you can get a clear line and a clear attachment to your own divine self. And once you get in touch with your divine self, you have accessed the quantum field of wisdom and understanding, and you can get all sorts of wonderful answers. You can also get distortions in there if you don't have the experience to recognize how that pendulum should work or how that dowsing instrument should work. But I have spent a good many, several decades learning this that I have learned. I'm constantly learning, and I get shown new things all the time.
So tell us about some of your experiences with EFT and how it's changed your life and many others.
Well, it's changed my life tremendously in that I had a lot of anger and a lot of internal turmoil and self-hatred because I was injured in the spinal cord in 1950, and I was able to clear all that out for the first time. I had been dowsing and doing some other modalities on it and trying. I was chipping away at it, but EFT allowed me to completely clear things, blocks to making money and blocks to having and blocks to receiving. I had a block to receiving or accepting. I could receive, but it was hard for me to accept. And I had a tendency to have automatic defiance of everything that came to me. I immediately looked for the worst in it and was defiant. And that's went away. And then I've had other people that I've worked with over the years. Marianne and I have worked together for a good many years. And I've seen her come through some very rough negative problems and situations to the wonderful person she is now. And she is just constantly amazing me at her insight and her ability. And she comes up with a lot of new ideas. One of the most wonderful things she's come up with is the worship of gods of poverty. And we find this very, very rampant, that we are trained by our environment to worship gods of poverty and lack and scarcity and not enough. And when we clear up those programs, and some of them are huge programs, and it takes more than one treatment to get them, you got to take them out in pieces, it changes the whole financial picture. And this is what it's done for Marianne. And she is more open to accepting and receiving her financial abundance than she ever has been. And things are changing in her life marvelously.
So could you tell us about what oppositional defiance is?
Well, opposition and defiance seems to be a program that starts someplace around 4 years old. And when we begin to come into our selfhood and our environment starts forcing us to do things that we don't want to do. We get defiant, and we try our best to keep from having to do it and to exert our independence and our individuality. And when we are forced to conform, then we have a lot of defiance. And that program just seems to keep building. And we get in and start clearing that and clear our hatred. This is also seems to be tied to our self-hatred and self-punishment. We have the idea that we've done something not acceptable, so therefore we have to be punished for it, and we start punishing ourselves. This is why we'll see people who have a lot of great ideas and start things, and they get coming along just beautifully, and then all of a sudden the whole thing collapses. And that's the self-punishment program running rampant. Other thing is that the self-hate tends to push that even more and make it even tougher for people to do things. And there's a lot of talented people out there that cannot harness their talents for themselves because of the self-hate program and the self-punishment. And they do fine working for somebody else, but they'll never be able to do it for themselves until they get that cleared out. And I have a whole stack of letters here from people that we have helped clear and helped organize and go on, who are going on to doing their own thing now and are very, very happy and joyous about it.
Ooh, that sounds really exciting. I'd love to clear that myself. I think I have, actually.
Yeah. Yes.
It's kind of funny, too, because sometimes I see you working with clients, and they're all like, you know, like self-punishment, and some of them are like, oh, no, 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 not me. And all of a sudden it turns out there's gallons and gazillions of it. So once we find out that we have this, how do we clear it? How do you clear it?
Well, I use the EFT technique that uses a stimulation of the meridian system in a given pattern, and you simply make a statement. You first rub a sore spot on your chest someplace. You can usually find one or two or three, and you pick one of them and you rub that, or you use a karate point on your hand, and then you make a statement such as, even though I have this horrible lie deep in my emotional core belief system, that I have an obligation and a franchise to punish myself, hate myself, destroy this or can't do that. This does not serve me now whatsoever. I still completely lovingly accept myself now without judgment. And you repeat that three times, and then you tap your sequence around your face and on the upper part of the body and the fingers, and there are different sequences. And this is usually breaks up the pattern and releases that energy. You also, as you tap, you will say something like, having to hate myself is a lie, or having to punish myself is a lie, as you tap each point. And that's about all there is to it.
Huh.
It's very simple and straightforward.
Now, I'm sure most people now want to know how to do it themselves. So is there like a website you could go to find out?
Well, yes. You can go to EFT website. It's emofree.com. Emofree.com.
Emofree.com. Okay.
Yeah.
So, just again, that's emofree.com. Emofree.com.
Correct.
Cool. So, is there anything else specific you want to tell us about as what you found in EFT? Like, for instance, What are all the gods that you found? The gods of poverty, the gods of lack, god of...
Well, the gods, mainly, one of the biggest gods that we worship, seems to be very powerful, is the god of poverty. And we are born into a fantastically wealthy universe and taught to be poverty-stricken. And the other one is the god of lack, that we don't have enough of this and we don't have enough of that. And the god of not enough and the god of scarcity, that we have to be real careful. Now, there's some things that tend to have a scarcity, but that doesn't mean that we as an individual have to be involved in a fear of that. And it's our fears and our hatred and our anger that pull us down. And these gods are deep into fear and hate and anger. If they can get us frightened, they can control us. And this brings the body then into an acidic condition. We get very acidy. And this is easy to pick up with dowsing. And usually that burns up all our minerals in our system. This reduces electrolytes available to the body nervous system to operate on, and this causes us all sorts of secondary problems. Now, this also brings us into condition of toxicity. Having to clear out heavy metals and carbon monoxide and formaldehydes, and all of this will collect in our body, especially carbon monoxide. And most people I find are short of trace minerals, except for Orientals. Their diet is different than ours, and their sources are a little different than ours, and they seem to have trace minerals enough in their diet, but we don't. So I take a good full spectrum trace mineral every day.
Which is, our favorite is Bioplasm, because it has all the trace minerals in one.
Oh, it's a very good one, yes. Mm-hmm. It's a very good one. It's an excellent one.
Oh, yeah. And you could find it at your local health stores kind of thing.
Health food stores.
Yes.
Health food stores.
Yeah, it's readily available. It's a cell salt. Mm-hmm. It's readily available.
Now, I've heard dowsing, you work with divine forces and such, like the universe and stuff. But is there sometimes when other people douse, they get frustrated because the answer just doesn't seem right for some reason. And why is that?
When other people do what?
When they douse. When they try
to
douse their... Douse. When they try to douse themselves.
When they douse and it doesn't... Well, that's because of blocks within themselves. It's because they have some fear or some block that they've been taught. That one of them I find very prevalent is you don't want to touch dowsing. It's of the devil, and the devil will come and get you if you douse, and you'll lose full control. And I pulled up all sorts of things like this. Especially under hypnosis, a lot of this stuff comes out. And I find it very frustrating, and we clear that out and get rid of it. Then they can start dowsing.
Now, lots of people, when you say the word dark forces and stuff like that, they immediately freak out and stuff. How do you clear the dark forces, or whatever you call them?
Well, whatever you call them. one of the main things I've been shown how to do, and it seems to work very well, there are times when my dowsing goes all to pieces, and I can't get any right answers or anything, and I start asking questions, and I find that I have a lot of dark forces around me and on me and trying to get in me, and So I've come up with a little program to where I simply, having studied them and found out what they desire and what they're trying to get in one thing or another, they're all trying to get more respect, and they're all trying to get more honor and more power. So I ask him if all of those that want that listen up, and I'll give them a secret. And the first thing they have to do to activate the secret is to bring themselves to an alkaline condition. And the moment they come to alkaline, they can look inside and find their original power ball, their original beingness. And they can ask it to grow, 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 grow. And as they do that, they light up from the inside out and remember who they were and what they were, and they just disappear in a flash of light, and they're gone.
Just as easy as that.
Yeah, just as easy as that.
Yeah.
If you get frightened by them and start to fight them and force them out, then you just bring in more conflict. So the thing to do is to work with them as much as possible and help them out.
Exactly, because they all came in as light beings and then wanted more power, so they got, tricked in other ways and stuff.
Yeah, they go right on back to the light and start over again with a very good lesson behind them.
Exactly. See, that's like the more loving way to clear them instead of conflict.
Yeah.
It's a peaceful way.
Oh, yeah. There's other ways. You can put Epsom salts in a frying pan and pour some Everclear alcohol in there and light it and run around the room, and you'll get great flashes of orange and one thing or another. That doesn't do them any good, but it does clear a room.
Now, do you have any tips for people who want to get into dowsing more, like they want to get into their own dowsing, and want to find their own clairvoyance or psychic abilities? Do you have any tips for them?
Yeah, one of the best things that I can recommend, what I use in my classes and one thing or another, was a book written by Walt Woods here on the coast in Northern California, and it's called Letters to Robin. And the American Dowsing Association bookstore has it. It's very inexpensive, and I recommend that for beginners. And the their fax number, not their fax number, their
phone number.
I'm trying to read here, and what's their email?
Let's see. You want their email?
No, I don't want the email. I want the website.
Oh, the website. Okay, that should be www.dowsers.org. That's www.dowsers.org.
And then you can check on the bookstore. Bring the bookstore up, and they'll list that along with hundreds of other books on dowsing and related subjects.
And dowser is spelled
D-O-W-S-E-R.
Yep. D-O-W-S-E-R.
Yeah.
Now, what's all the different types of dowsing instruments that you can use?
Oh. Well, that seems to be endless. I once saw a book that had 101 of them. You can use a pendulum, and you can use any. All you need is something that's flexible, like a piece of string or a piece of chain. In fact, there are some dowsers who simply use a piece of what you'd call dog chain, about 6-8 inches long. If you use a lighter string or a light chain. You need some type of a light weight on it just to keep it down. And this will follow the lines of the energy. You hold it over a person's hand, and you'll get it to swirl in one direction or the other. And if you hold it over the left hand and it doesn't swirl, it swings back and forth, it's an indication that they're short of trace minerals and the electrolytes are low. And then you can work on yourself first to learn to do it, and you learn about Li lines and Perry grids and Hartman lines, and these are an energy grid that encompass the whole Earth. And there are people now who are learning ways in which to access these lines and send information, use them for information carriers. Huh. But that's a whole new field that's just getting into, and I know very little about it, other than it's being done by some advanced people.
Now, I've heard you can also use dowsing rods, or...
Oh, yeah. You can take a wire coat hanger, two of them, and you can cut it up near the hook as long as you can get it, and it's recommended that you take and bend that back over itself so it isn't a sharp point. And then you come down around the end and cut it wide enough to hold in your hand, and you cut it off, and you can straighten that out for an L rod and make two L rods that way. And hold those, and they will swing back and forth. You can learn to very quickly what is a yes, what's a no, what's a direction. If you ask a direction of something, they'll point in that direction if they can. And then you walk with them, holding them out straight, and when they cross, if you want to check Li lines, you ask to check Li lines. If you want to check water, you ask to check water. And you want to say, be specific of your water. You want palatable water that is good for human consumption. And you just start walking until they cross, or they go back the other way. And then you work from there as to where your water vein is, and you can ask it how many feet down it is, and how many tens and how many 1 feet increments the water is down, and what the flow is, and all that can be determined by a dowser.
Now, you can also use dowsing, like dowsing rods, pendulums, and also your body. See,
oh, yeah, you can use your body very well, and a lot of people do. Like, you can use a forked stick, or you can use two pieces of plastic and bind one end of them together to make a Y rod out of. You can use a G shape for certain things, and they're just innumerable different instruments. Anything that seems to work, the body works fine. It's a little slow and a little clumsy sometimes, but you can use to in biokinetics. You can use any muscle. And the reason that it works is the fact that if you hold your pendulum or a rod over somebody's hand and they say something negatively or think something that they don't like or hatred or something, their whole field will collapse. And then when they smile and then think something positive, the whole field builds back up again. And that's why your biokinetics works, because you go negative and your field collapses. So it's a very strange phenomena, but it's something we need to investigate more and more, and there are a lot of top people investigating it today. especially in Germany. There they license dowsers, and you go to school and learn dowsing and pass a test, and then you can put your name in the phone book. And then if somebody comes in with an illness that is like cancer or something, the doctor will write a prescription for a dowser to go out and check where you live, where you sleep, where you work, the whole area, looking for noxious energy. And when they find that, then there are certain things that can be done to either move the person or affect the energy. And that energy can be affected. So there are people who can even move a stream of water to a certain extent.
Now, also, what me and my mom love to do for dowsing, just a simple way, like say you're going to the store and stuff, and you want to know, should I get this bread or this bread? Easy decisions like that. What we do is we take it, we go put it up to our heart, and we say, is this for my highest greatest good? We either go back or forth. And either one is our yes or no. You ask, is Shomemai yes? And it goes back or forth, and Shomemai no. And it goes a different direction. And so you use that as determination for your own little dowsing instrument if you don't have a pendulum with you or a dowsing rod. And it's really helpful.
Oh, yes, that works very well. The thing of it is you have to access your system and tell them which way is yes and which way is no. I use a back is no and forward is yes, but you can use, some people use sideways and all sorts of things. So.
Now, my mom and me would love to know, and would love other people to know, about this thing called wealth set point. What is your wealth set point?
Wealth checkpoint.
Set point.
Okay. Okay, there is, in the second chakra, I douse a cash flow orifice. And this was brought to me by other people at a convention. And the cash flow orifice, we can close down or open up by our thinking. And so many people have it closed, and if we can close it, I have opened it up for people and then sat there and listened to them talk about what they couldn't afford and what they couldn't do, and watched my pendulum swing slower and slower and smaller and smaller until finally it was swinging back and forth in a straight line. If we think we can't do it, we're absolutely correct. If we think that we can't afford it, we're absolutely correct. Anything we think we can't do is a self-fulfilling prophecy. And so many people are so well trained into what they can't do that they can't do a thing. And then we also have a cash flow check set point. And usually that's way down into minimum income. And this has to do with worshiping the gods of poverty. And that can be raised by our thinking and our concentration and our asking. And it makes a big difference. I've seen people come out of poverty and go into where they were off of SSI and relief and one thing or another like that, so they could start living again. And they just had to keep, well, some of them kept coming back to check them out and open them up, but they finally got it to where they could keep it open themselves. So we do a lot of things to ourselves because of our own ignorance.
Okay, so we have just a little bit amount of time left for this interview. So if you would like to work with John, then we'd love to work with some people who are ready to make some changes in their lives. Now, if you'd like to work with John, you can email me at firered131 at yahoo.com with the subject line, Working with John. Now, that's firered131 at yahoo.com, subject line, Working with John. And now, one last question before we go. John, what will you want to tell people who already have, like, say, a psychic practice or do readings and stuff? How could they incorporate dowsing into their practice?
Well, they just simply, body dowsing just simply allows you to access the body intelligence wherever you are. And it just allows you to check and there's a number of three books written by a the name doesn't come to me. Power versus Force by
David Hawkins.
David Hawkins, yeah. He's written a number of books, and all of these came about. He's a doctorate of psychology, and the first one is a report on 20 years of body dowsing, biokinetics, with a whole group of his fellow psychologists from around the world, and the thing that they learned that certain aspects of the human personality developed a certain number, and they could douse for the number or use biokinetics to get the number and know where to start with these people. And it goes all the way from hatred and anger for on up to unconditional love and that's a long spread.
Okay. One last thing. Do you have any book recommendations for?
Do I have any what?
Book recommendations. Recommendations for people who want to know more about what you're talking about.
Oh, what I'm talking about? Oh, there are hundreds of books. Library at the Dowsing Association has got more books than you've got time to read.
Okay, well, what does it mean when you work with somebody? Like, what's the outline? What do you
do
when you work with someone?
I start out getting in tune with them and getting plugged into their consciousness and their into mine, so that both our super consciousness are communicating with each other. And then I can start asking questions, and the super consciousness can show me on my charts. I have a whole group of charts, and they can show me on the charts what it is that these people need clearing. They can do that very quickly and very efficiently. And then they can also tell me how much of it is left after we've done a clearing. So that sometimes some people, the problem is so pervasive in their life that it takes several times to begin to break it up and get it clear. And we have to go about different aspects and different facets of it and clear one thing at a time. Other things we can just simply collapse the whole thing, and I never know what. I don't think I've ever had two sessions that were the same. And I always learn something new from every session. So each individual is so unique that you really can't make a statement other than the same general outline is used every time, and that is to find out where and what the big blocks are and what things are most prevalent and need to be clearing first, and superconscious very quickly tells me that. And then we start to work on that. Sometimes we have to work on other members in their ascended family. A lot of times we have to work on parents. We have to dissolve and energy lines between the child and the parent, between the adult and the adult. And sometimes we have to do surrogate clearing for somebody else that is in their immediate family. And so it's everything, everyone is different. I don't think I've ever had, of the hundreds I've done, I don't think I've have two that were even parallel.
Wow. Yeah, they're very unique, I've heard.
Yeah.
So how much is a session with you?
Well, I charge $125 an hour.
That's a pretty good price for so much knowledge.
Well, I try to teach them. My aim is to teach them to keep themselves clear and to work with themselves and their environment and understand it and understand what they're doing to themselves and how to change that. And sometimes that can be done in an hour. Sometimes it takes a lot longer.
Okay, well, before we go, Mom, is there any other questions you'd like to ask him?
I just wanted to let everybody know that John and I have been doing this on and off and stuff like that, and I can be a testament to the amazingness of what this has done for me. I mean, boy, when I got here to town years back, it was not very good sign that I was in. I had 221 million issues around self-hatred and self-punishment. I was filled with obligational defiance. And I give a lot of credit to John for all the amazing opportunities that are starting to just gently flow into my life, and I can finally say yes. So for me, it's been, a heck of a lifesaver. And we just love him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a wonderful gal. I love her, too.
And we
sometimes I could battle her, but she is wonderful. She has opened up so unbelievably. I'm just amazed at her and her talent.
And we've loved having you on the radio today because
this is fascinating. I want to know more.
I know, and I bet you guys do too. So just last-minute contact information. You can email me at firered131@yahoo.com with subject line "Working with John" if you're interested in working with John. And maybe over the phone, working with John over the phone.
Because we do phone sessions.
Yeah.
And we've found out that if you can clear your self-hatred, self-punishment, and obligational defiance, then many changes can come into your life, and you can finally say yes to receiving a lot more easier than I've ever been able to do.
Yeah. Okay, well, it was wonderful having you on the radio today, John. I look forward to having you on some other time.
Yes, that was fascinating.
Well, thank you. It's been a wonderful time working with you two, too.
Thank
Very
you.
Very interesting. So.
You'll have a wonderful day.
I will. You all do the same.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi. Okay, so that was a wonderful experience of a thing. Anyways, I would like to tell you about my angel readings because they're so cool. Okay, so here are the description of my angel readings, if you want to know about them. Okay. Divine angel readings? What a better way to receive one than from this highly aware indigo crystal young man. His insights are fun and filled with light, yet can inspire you to see your true, hidden, divine potential. Now, if you want to know about my divine angel readings, you can email me at crystalrainbowcelebration@yahoo.com. Crystal Rainbow Celebration. Now, I'd like to talk about one fun thing that I found out about years ago when I was doing some talks at the Dowsers Convention. Basically, it's called the Sacred Heart. What the Sacred Heart is your, like your divine energy center, all where your emotions are and where your true, like, love is, you know? It's your heart, but it's the energetic form of it. See, because I found out that in your body, there's a universe of divine energetic forms of these body parts of some sort. The divine energetic mind, divine energetic heart, sacred, well, there's no sacred stomach, but maybe, anyways. And so, when you come into this earth, your divine sacred heart, I say divine too much, your sacred heart is glowing with love, light, and joy, passion, you know, just positive energy. And you feel like you can do anything you want. You can just fly if you want, you know? And then you come in the world as a human being. But then people say, no, you can't do this. No, you can't do that. And throw their own belief systems on you. And I see in the visual, it's kind of like they're throwing rocks at your heart. And the sacred heart is like, ow, ow, ow. So it finds a way to protect itself and make a protection system. And it hardens its defenses and literally makes a rock coating around itself so that it won't get hurt by all these blocks. And as we go up, it gets bigger and bigger sometimes if we allow it. And so I have found a meditation where you can break those blocks, become free, and enjoy your divine sacred heart. Divine is a fun word. And we have just an amount of time to do that meditation. So all get around and come into a nice, warm, sacred place somewhere where you won't be disturbed. And sit down in a comfy position, or stand up, or whatever feels right. And close your eyes and relax. See all the parts of your body just kind of melt almost into your chair. And all those worries, just let them go. Let them just kind of drip off out of your mind. You don't have to worry about what time it is or what laundry you have to do. Just let that all go. And close your eyes in a relaxed state. Now, as we see you and see your body filled with energy around it. Now go in and see this universe. Beautiful, big, endless universe with planets all over. And now, remember that heart that we went before? Well, that is Sacred Heart. We're going to go into this heart-shaped planet, almost like the sun, filled with warmth and red energy flowing all over. And remember, that's divine love energy. No, flow into it, deeper, deeper, fly until you land. Now, as you see, look at it. How is the center of the heart? Is it crusted? Is it has a rocky surrounding? What? But if there's a little bit of protection defense mechanisms at all, put your hand slowly onto the rock and fill as much energy as you can into that hand. And feel the wave of energy go out from your hand into the heart and say, I love you for who you really are, and I appreciate every part of you. And you don't have to feel afraid. I allow you to go into your divine growth. Grow with peace and joy, knowing that you are accepted every way. Be your true being. As you say that, feel the warmth in your body, warmth, the temperature rising, the warm blue energy around your hand, vibrating and radiating, and see it spinning around the heart. See the rocks loosening up, and it spins faster and faster and faster. Soon the rocks crumble, and bam, boom, 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 everywhere. The rocks fly out and just disintegrate. All these, the big boulders of defense just crumbles, and all these emotional blocks just disintegrate. And soon, all that's left is the divine heart, the sacred heart glowing with passion, love, and joy once again. And feel you reuniting with it and give it divine love, saying that you love it no matter what. Grab onto it and let it rise up into the sky and feel your body tingle with excitement, joy. You just want to jump up and run around and run a mile and just see it going up, 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 back, rising into the sky. It can even be doing flip-flops and turn around, just loving itself. It comes up all the way to the top of this beautiful universe and centers right where your heart is. Now, love it. Kiss it, do whatever you want with it. Now let go, knowing that you will always be divinely connected. Come back into yourself and enjoy every moment. And as you wake, you see not only this divine love energy, the red energy all around you, and you appreciate everything more and more every day, every passing second you enjoy. You wake up, you see this blue energy, bright blue, sky blue. It's divine joy. You look at it, you just want to giggle, want to laugh, you want to smile. You want to be the best you can be and hop around, just flip, dance around. But everything that you see inspires you to be who you truly are, knowing that you're loved no matter what. And what matters most is that you love yourself. Now slowly come back, open your eyes, and wake up to this divine universe we call home. Look around and appreciate everything you have. Stretch a bit and come back. Ground yourself into this place we call home. How you feel? Good?
Awesome.
Awesome. Okay, I feel that too. So, I just wanted to let you know, my email, if you want to get in contact with me, or if you're still interested in working with John, is my email, well, for angel readings, is crystalrainbowcelebration@yahoo.com. And if you want to work with John, or you don't want to type up that huge thing, you can use firered131@yahoo.com and put the subject title, Working with John. Okay. So, just let you know that we've had a wonderful time with hanging out with you and talking with John and having so much fun. And after this, promise yourself that you're going to have fun with everything you do. Yeah!
That is true. That is true. That is true. That is true. That is wonderful.
So we only have about 3 minutes left. So, Mom, do you have anything to say before we go?
Well, I just love sayings. And there was a saying that came from gogratitude.org. And it said, there is something that lies within you, awaiting a call to action, to spring forth and drink. Drink the light of creation. Let this passion within you rise up into the world and shine. And so I tell people, it's time to rise and shine. Rise, let the divine vibration of who you are come up and shine it out to the world so everyone can benefit from it. It's a blessing. And it is so very desirous about this time right now.
Yeah. The true meaning of rise and shine, people. Get up and shine your bright light.
Yes.
And let others enjoy your bright light. Because they enjoy your bright light when you are your bright light.
Because then it makes them feel at ease, and then they can be
their bright light. Exactly.
You got it.
You inspire everybody else to be your bright life, bright light, when you are your bright light. Ah. Okay, so that's about it. So, everybody, have a wonderful, joy-filled, light-loving day. And, Mom?
Until next time, I just appreciate you guys all, and we love BBS Radio. And, like I said, the time is now to rise and shine.
Rise and shine, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you again.
Blessings.